Grosse Radio, en direct du Time, le premier salon de la musique indépendante.
Le premier... On va se bouffer. Tu sais pas, c'est pas. Vas-y.
J'allais dire, le premier salon de la musique indépendante a lieu évidemment avec la première web radio rock indépendante. Et si on n'est pas la première, on va le devenir simplement parce qu'on est la meilleure. C'est juste important de le rappeler. On est encore une fois sur l'événement, comme on le fait à chaque fois. La Grosse Radio est en direct de la première édition de The Indie Music Event, la première édition du Time 2009.
He says he is happy.
Malice est obligée de parler anglais parce que on vient d'être rejoint par Joker's Rage, qui est donc un groupe
rock fusion anglais, ouais.
Voilà, mais donc anglais.
Voilà.
Donc il parle pas anglais. Et donc on a repris notre Lila, qu'on a placé notre stagiaire de Radio Zinzine par notre Lila qui va faire la traduction. Voilà, t'as 20 secondes pour traduire tout ce qu'on vient de dire.
Absolument. Welcome.
Thank you.
Alors vous avez décidé de venir jouer du rock chez les grenouilles.
You decided to play rock at the Froggies.
Rock with the Froggies.
With the Froggies.
We don't call you Froggies.
No.
Not to your face.
We call you snails.
Snails. Oh. Vous appelez serpents.
Ah, les serpents, pourquoi?
Why snails?
Because you eat snails.
We eat snails.
Yeah, you eat snails in France.
Ah, on mange nos ongles.
Ah, yes, snails, pas snakes.
Ouais.
Ouais, c'est pas les serpents, c'est les ongles. Ok.
I had my first crepe today. My first crepe. Crepe.
Crepe.
Crepe.
Il a mangé sa première crêpe aujourd'hui.
Ah, c'est bon.
And so
what did you say?
Mwah. That's a universally known word for beautiful.
Magnifique.
Magnifique.
Vous êtes un groupe alternatif, c'est ça, c'est bien. Bien rock, bien fusionnant, quoi.
Your alternative band, very rock and fusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would say that our band is mainly hard rock. But we don't stick to just one genre. We like to we drop in some reggae, some dance, some blues, some funk. So it's hard rock, but lots of different things in the pot. We don't just have one genre. Nobody can put a label on us.
C'est parce que, ouais, enfin, pardon, j'avais compris, c'est pour ça. Maintenant, traduit carrément. Ouais.
En fait, ils sont principalement, ils font du hard rock, mais ils ont de multiples influences, de la dance, du reggae. Donc, ils mixent tout ça, et donc, on peut pas les classer, en fait.
Et c'est parce qu'ils sont mauvais un peu dans tous les styles qu'ils ont choisi de faire de la fusion, ou c'est une autre raison qu'ils ont choisi de faire ça?
It's because you're bad in every style that you decide to mix them up.
Absolutely.
We're the Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah. We're the baddest motherfuckers you've ever met, trust me.
J'ai entendu fuck.
C'est les pires de tous. Voilà, donc il faut les écouter, je pense.
Pourquoi les Anglais sont meilleurs rockers que les... Pourquoi en... Poula, je vais recommencer. Pourquoi les rockers sont meilleurs... Les Anglais sont meilleurs rockers que les Français?
Why English people are best in rock than French people?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of it in there. French bands. Since we've been here, we've only been here a couple of days, and last night at Les Gibous.
Yeah, some very good French rock bands. French band. So I don't think it's just the English rock bands are good. I think the French bands are good.
Bah, eux pensent pas en fait que les groupes anglais soient meilleurs que les français. Hier ils sont là depuis deux jours et hier ils ont été au Gibous. Ils ont vu des groupes français. Ils trouvent qu'ils sont vraiment déchirés, quoi.
Yes. Alors justement, qu'est-ce qui vous a donné envie de venir là au Time, de vous faire connaître ici?
Why did you come here at the Time?
Why did you come here?
Yes.
To here?
Yeah.
We were asked to come and play here at the Time independent music event, and we were asked to play Les Gibous. So we go wherever people like music. We want to play for anybody. So, and this is our first time here in France and Paris. And wherever anybody would like to us play, we go where we're told, and we love it. We love every minute of it.
En fait, on leur a demandé de venir ici, et donc ils acceptent de jouer partout où on a envie qu'ils.
Et donc ce soir à 20h10, c'est la première fois qu'ils jouent en France.
Ouais.
Vous flippez?
Are you scared to play?
Are you
friends?
Scared?
I have to say, Neil is the drummer. Right. We call him Spoons, also is his nickname. And he's been driving everywhere in Paris. And I did the easy motorway. Uh-huh. I did the motorway, the A26, was it? A26. And Neil drove all the way in Paris, and he's done a great job.
So since you drove in Paris, you're not scared of anything anymore.
Ah, okay. Après avoir conduit à Paris, il n'a plus peur de rien. Ça. Ouais.
You guys over here, the Paris traffic is the most crazy, scariest thing ever. Yeah. But our drummer Neil here,
mais c'est
he beat everybody. He just drove through everybody. And we're all sat there.
C'est juste parce qu'on n'est pas du même côté. En fait, ils étaient sur la mauvaise file.
It's because you were on the wrong side of the road.
No, yeah. Oh, that's why.
Oh well, could have been.
You drive on the roof. Vous êtes anglais avant d'être rocker ou rocker avant d'être anglais?
Are you rockers before being English or English before being rockers?
Well, I can hardly speak English, so I'm definitely rocker.
Well, technically we are from Scotland, so...
Okay, sorry.
That's quite all right.
So we could say, en fait.
Ah, voilà, okay.
I honestly think it doesn't really matter what kind of, where you're from anyway, you know, because you have weird people that are into the most bizarre kinds of music that are from all over. I think rock music is the most universal, you know, so it doesn't matter where you're from, it's, like, it's still rock and roll music, so that's the thing.
Alors là, il y a le roux du groupe qui branche les là, en fait.
Voilà, donc en fait, ils disent qu'on s'en fout un peu d'où on vient à partir du moment où on aime le rock, le rock avant tout.
Et puisque vous disiez qu'il y a des groupes français qui vous ont plu, est-ce que vos influences, il y a des groupes français de rock?
So, because you said that you like some French bands, it, between your influences, is there some French bands?
Edith Piaf.
Edith
well,
Piaf.
If any of us are going to answer that, probably Steven. He's got the most diverse music tastes.
Well,
eclectic,
that's the thing. I like
weird.
Daft Punk. I know they're
Daft Punk,
right? Electronic. Mm. Yeah. Daft Punk are definitely an influence, you know.
Ils sont définitivement influencés par Daft Punk.
Voilà. Pas Charles Trenet, donc.
Not Charles Trenet, you know Charles Trenet.
Johnny
okay,
Hallyday.
Johnny Hallyday. He's dead.
Et est-ce qu'ils ont prévu de se taper des Françaises, en fait, de profiter d'être là pour se taper des Françaises?
Did you plan?
des groupies françaises, tu sais.
Did you plan on meeting French girls?
Oh, yes, yeah! Yes, oh yeah.
Yes, and I have
with
to, French groupies.
Put it this way. I have to sleep another night in a bed beside Zach. Although we both snore just as loud as each other.
We have to sleep together because we snore very loud.
Yeah,
well,
we're
these
not
guys that like it.
We're not telling ourselves well to the ladies.
Okay. Yes, but listen. Never mind the French guys, the Italian guys, or whatever. The best lovers.
Yes.
Yeah. France.
The best lovers are us Glasgow boys out.
And French girls.
Donc
together.
Je lance un avis de recherche. Ces messieurs ne peuvent plus dormir ensemble car ils ronflent trop fort. Et donc ils disent que les meilleurs amants sont écossais. Donc avis à l'opulation.
Ah, ils veulent dormir chez l'habitant, quoi.
Voilà, exactement.
Mais pourquoi, quand les Français vont en Angleterre, ils disent toujours à nous les petites Anglais? Et que visiblement c'est pareil quand les Anglais viennent en France.
So why do you think that, you know, French people when they come to UK they just say yeah we're gonna meet English girls, and why, you know, UK people when they come to France say we're gonna meet French girls?
Because we are fuckers.
Neil's a woman. I can tell you why.
Your point of view.
My point of view. Well, to be honest. Because we live in Glasgow, the time the French girls get, I'm gonna lose.
Okay,
they
are too used.
Say again.
Say the time the French girl they come to Glasgow.
Right, they have to get to the bottom. They usually come through London and all.
Yeah.
That.
So they are.
By the time they get, they can't be bothered coming any further. So they never actually. We never get to see many French girls at all.
There's not many French girls in Glasgow.
Okay, donc en fait les Françaises viennent pas juste en Écosse parce que c'est beaucoup trop haut et donc c'est le seul moyen qu'ils aient de les rencontrer, c'est de venir à Paris.
Absolument. Maintenant qu'on a parlé.
We're gonna give you a reason to visit Glasgow though.
Yeah. Glasgow.
Yeah. And be depressed.
Oh. But when you come see a Joker's Rage. In fact, can I just say, if there are any very sexy French ladies listening tonight, well, our hotel is on.
En fait, ils sont en train de donner l'adresse de l'hôtel en disant qu'il y a des filles sexy qui nous écoutent.
Rue Montparnasse.
56. Rue Montparnasse.
And the name of the hotel is.
Is
La Star du Gigos.
Hotel Unique.
Authentic.
So you can look that up on Google, unique. And I don't know what our room number
in
is,
French,
but we'll hear all the screaming.
Unique is you fuck. Nick is fuck. Unique is you fuck in French.
Yeah, that fits.
Okay, we are staying at Hotel You Fuck. Believe me, we are ready to fuck.
Bon, on a parlé de cul, on a parlé de rock. Et la drogue alors dans tout ça?
And drugs?
Oh, no. We stay away from.
So goodbye.
We're very professional. We know the thing about being a rock band, especially you're touring so much, is that you have to understand there's a lot of time and money invested in the opportunities that we're given. So you can't. A lot of bands just ruin that entirely. We know bad
persons
ruin it by getting too stuck into the lifestyle of it. You've got to get the work ethic right, and then after you've done the hard work, then you can do maybe not drugs or whatever, but you know, you can party afterwards, but the work definitely comes first for us. That's
okay.
I have to say
sometimes play too hard.
En fait, ils sont contre la drogue.
Ah merde.
Voilà, totalement shit. Contre la drogue, parce que ils disent que pour investir dans la musique, il faut être très professionnel, ouais. Travailler beaucoup. Ouais. Donc si on prend de la drogue, et ben en fait, on ruine tout.
Alors justement, la carte postale la plus célèbre d'Écosse, la plus moderne, c'est le film Trainspotting. Est-ce que ça joue pas en leur défaveur, quoi? C'est l'inverse de ce qu'ils viennent de dire, du coup. C'est un film de drogués.
The postcard, the most famous postcard of Scotland is the film Trainspotting, yeah. And it's totally against what you just said.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up Glasgow, to be honest. And you can't sugarcoat that. That just sums up Glasgow. Does it?
No, I have to say,
I would have thought, like, Stevie looks a lot like Stevie, our bass player, bass player. I don't know.
Yeah, de bass.
Leon de bass. Yeah, yes. Stephen. He looks like he should be on a shortbread tin from Scotland.
Yeah,
ginger hair,
tall, kind of skinny. Yeah. But hey, no, with a band not taking drugs, I think that's just typical of what you're going to find with this band anyway. It's everybody's completely different, you know.
Uh-huh.
It really is four completely different people, you know, yeah. All crammed in a band together. You know?
Oh. Eclectic.
Yeah, that's...
Voilà, donc il faut être éclectique.
The music is our drug.
Yeah. La musique
est
leur drogue.
We drink lots of alcohol.
Mais ils boivent de l'alcool.
We have lots of sex.
Sex. Really.
Ils ont beaucoup de sexe.
Ouais, ils ont beaucoup de sexe. À l'hôtel unique, c'est ça, rue Montparnasse.
À l'hôtel unique, rue Montparnasse.
But it's really hot, steamy, experimental sex. It's like... just like our music.
Ils font du
Can
sexe
I give you one of these cards? And then maybe every hour you could just remind people there's a party here tonight.
D'accord, il voudrait
que jingle
toutes
one.
Les heures, en fait, on rappelle aux gens qu'il y a une grosse partie.
Ouais, donc à l'hôtel Montparnasse.
Hôtel unique.
We'll be there about... It's 10 o'clock.
Et dans vos musiques,
yeah, you can start queuing before 10 if you want.
And I don't know if you've noticed, Gary, but our manager's credit card is behind the hotel desk, and he's been very worried.
Yeah.
Right now. He's got a very worried face.
Et c'est quoi la Joker's Rage, la rage qui plaisante? C'est quoi?
What does it mean, Joker's Rage? What is a Joker's Rage?
Well, it all started. I was living in Dubai. In the aye. Middle East,
aye, aye.
And I was writing some new songs because I've been in bands before, and I was writing some new songs, and it was just the time when the new Batman movie came out that night, and I was writing a song. It was like a revenge song, and then I went to sleep that night, and I had a dream, and in the dream I was like on stage, and I don't know who the band was and things like this, but I saw this banner behind the stage, and it said Joker, and then a bit later it said Rage, and I kind of remembered, and it kind of summed us up really, because there's the character of the Joker is not just a funny thing. It's a very it's about, you know, trying to achieve something that can be quite dark, and you know, it's all about it's a bit of craziness and a bit of this, a bit of that, and the rage is just because we're all fucking crazy.
Okay. Good luck translating all that.
Il a eu l'idée de jouer à Dubaï. Il vivait à Dubaï et il était en train de composer des chansons, et c'était au moment où le cavalier noir est sorti,
le dernier Batman,
le ouais. dernier Batman, mmh. Et il a eu un rêve, mmh. où
il est arrivé de Batman,
voilà, où un groupe jouait sur scène et il y avait le mot Joker et Rage,
ouais. Et donc ça lui est resté,
exactement,
très bien,
donc il en prend, quoi, c'est certain.
Pourquoi pas Batman's Rage,
the Penguin's Rage.
Bon, en tout cas, bravo, on a bien fait n'importe quoi avec vous dans la radio, c'était cool.
C'est normal. Et on a un site internet anglais, lagrosseradio.co.uk.
So our website is lagrosseradio.co.uk, and you can listen to us. So,
I can't wait. My flatmate's in Glasgow. I have a French flatmate, and he's going to tune in and tell all his friends. We all want to hear ourselves, because we like listening to ourselves. You see, we're very big egos.
Ouais, donc ils vont nous écouter parce qu'ils aiment s'écouter.
Ah oui, d'accord, pas de problème. Une podcast.
No problem. Une podcast.
Okay. Since we're trading websites, ours is MySpace. Do you know MySpace?
Yes.
.com/
And we know internet.
Address.
Yeah.
MySpace and internet.
MySpace.com/ A Joker's Rage. Leave us a comment. Listen to our music. Come
donc laissez-leur un commentaire sur leur MySpace. Okay. MySpace.com/ A Joker's voilà. Rage.
Et vous, en échange, parlez de la grosse radio en Angleterre.
And speak from la grosse radio
en Écosse.
In Scotland.
Ouais. Absolument.
Bon concert au G-Boost.
No.
Non, en showcase dans une heure et demie.
Oui, ça oui, mais vous parlez du G-Boost tout à l'heure, moi j'ai compris.
have a nice gig. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
It was fun.
We are going to listen your music in English.
Yeah.
Joker's Rage with Chase.
Yay. Oh,
great. Enjoy. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Au revoir.
Allez, Rocker's Jays. Joker's Rage.
Already, haven't you?
I'm French. Okay. Au revoir, Crash. À tout de suite.